Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, and a happy Father's Day to all dads who are listening this weekend. And I guess a reminder that that we want to honor and celebrate these beautiful men who have said yes to fatherhood. And I want to begin the program with a very special prayer, the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. And I want to sing this today in honor of two very special men. My own daddy, as many of you know, passed away. It's been 2.5 years, and it just doesn't seem possible, almost 3 actually. And just this past March, my father-in-law, my husband's dad, Don Carrick, passed away. And to go and to be with the family in Michigan, it was really an amazing thing to watch as my husband and son Paul went and spent the last week of Don's life with him as he was in hospice, and to see the love of a father in those last moments toward his children and grandchildren, and to see the love of my husband, who's father to my children, to go and be with his dad. It is an amazing circle of life, and to not take that lightly. And so to have this weekend as we celebrate fathers, I want to sing this very special song in honor of these two dads, my daddy, Ted, and my father-in-law, my dad, Dad Carrick, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
of that melody as it was written by Mr. Malote many, many years ago. And to sing that prayer truly does make it seem much more, I don't know, much more magnificent, much more powerful. And in the words of the saints, he who sings prays twice. And so I hope that was a double blessing wherever you are listening today. Now I want to go to one of my favorite Father's Day songs. And this one comes to us from Kara Klein Obrey, and it is her song, Simply Father. When we look at our fathers on this earth and we realize the great gift that God has given us with godly men, what a difference that makes in our life as family. And to be able to look at God, our Father, you know, He has so many names. You know, there's just so many ways to refer to our heavenly God, to our Father. And I love in this very simple, focused, and yet magnificent song of Kara's, Simply Father. You know, He knows every detail of us. He has every hair of our head counted. He knows every intimate thing that we are going through in our life, and He is there for us. And we can simply call out to Him, Father. So wherever you're listening today, take a few moments right now and listen to the beauty of this song as Kara sings for us now, Simply Father.
Every shadow, every line upon your face. Speak your voice. Is it loud or is it soft? Or do you seem like a holler in the night? Or a whisper through the trees? That's calling me. Are you ruler? Are you king? Are you master? Are you friend? Have you really counted each and every hair upon my head? Magnificent Lord of Lords, all-knowing author for me. Just be simply Father. Rushes over me throughout my day. Do you see every heartbeat and every thought? Have you woven and spun my every inward part? Is that the kind of maker you are? Oh, ruler and king, beginning and end. At evening, will you still count each hair upon my head? Hear this orphan's cry, let it rise to your altar for me. Just be simply Father. just be.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you for the blessing that that is. You know, Father's Day can be that mixed feeling, right? That mixed feeling of if you've been blessed with a good dad. I mean, my daddy was an amazing man. He was both very, very intelligent as an engineer, very, very balanced in his life of work and prayer and family. So I really am very, very blessed that he is the person that God chose to raise me on this earth. And I am grateful. I am extremely grateful. I miss him terribly. And then there are those men who have not exemplified the Father's love in their role as earthly fathers. We see everything in between. The best of the best and the worst of the worst. But one who is so perfect to show us how to be the father is Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph was an amazing dad. He was an amazing father. And before I go to the next song, I want to share with you a prayer. And this is from many years ago, Pope John the 23rd. And this is his prayer. Saint Joseph, guardian of Jesus and chaste husband of Mary, you passed your life in loving fulfillment of duty. You supported the Holy Family of Nazareth with the work of your hands. Kindly protect those who trustingly come to you. You know their aspirations, their hardships, their hopes. They look to you because they know you will understand and protect them. You knew trial, labor, and weariness. But amid the worries of material life, your soul was full of peace, deep peace, and sang out in true joy. Through intimacy with God's Son entrusted to you, and with Mary, his tender mother, assure those you protect that they do not labor alone. Teach them to find Jesus near them, and to watch over him faithfully as you have done. Amen. The beauty of that prayer, knowing that there is so magnificent a love that we must never let go of it. And in a particular way, I'm talking to dads today, to never let go of the love that God has for you. Never let go of the love that you have for your family members, for your spouse, for your wife, for your children. It is so important to never let go, no matter what's going on around us. As I'm saying that, I'm thinking of a song right now with Matthias Michael. This one is so perfect to show the love of God to us and our earthly fathers to their children of all ages. That as fathers, we never let go. They never let go. I think of so many situations in my life where my daddy did not let go of any one of us kids. I am the fourth of seven children, the middle kid, right? And I've watched some of the most difficult things for a daddy to go through as he watched some of the choices of his children of all ages when we were little to never let go to protect us. And as adults, when he watched some of the kids just make really bad, bad decisions in their life, and he never let go. He prayed earnestly every day for each and every one of us. And now he prays for us from eternity. This song from Matthias Michael is entitled, I Will Never Let Go. Let's take a few moments.
I've never known the depths of your love. And I will never understand how you see me. And even when I lose my way, you pick me up. When I fall down, you never leave me. You're always with me. Oh no, I will never let
swept me out to sea. And I find myself so far away from shore. When I'm drowning in my fears and I can't breathe, you lift me up, you hold me closely. Your love surrounds me. So of you.
Thank you, Matthias. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And now I want to go to one more piece that I had the privilege of recording. It was written by Tim and Julie Smith many, many, many years ago. And they were very gracious in letting me add a verse to it and change the bridge up just a little bit. But this song I've had the privilege of singing for so many years in my public ministry. And it's entitled Ordinary Holiness. And as I sing this one for you today, I just invite you to picture those dinner tables. I invite you to picture those ordinary moments of life where your dad made a difference, where he taught you the faith, where he held you. And in the most tender moment, whether it was a sadness you came home from school, whether there was something in an adult life that he took you through, those ordinary holiness moments of life where Dad made a difference. Let's take a few moments as I sing this for you now.
Ordinary holiness in the sacred day today, where we live and love and labor. As we gather here to pray, humble God of all simplicity, let every heart prepare and heed the call to holiness and hear the call to prayer. Kitchen table gospel is lived in every where families take the time to kneel and pray. Fathers who encourage and mothers who embrace. Friends who listen carefully reveal God's loving face. Ordinary holiness body and the soul. Honoring the family and cherishing each life. Strengthening the sacrament of husband and wife. We offer you our lives. Pieces broken, torn and shattered. In your mercy, hold us in your care. Bless and heal us, Lord. Ordinary holiness in the sacred day to day, where we live and love and labor as we gather here to pray.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, author, and mission presenter, Julie Carrick. It is always such a privilege to spend this hour with you, bringing you the music, the heart, and the ministry of so many of today's Catholic recording artists. For information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. Now, as we continue along today on this Father's Day episode, I want to go to a song from Marie Bellette. I love this song of Marie's. And again, it's one of those just very simply focused songs. But listen intently to the lyric, because this describes true heroic moments in the life of a father. Those moments when he decides to just simply be that dad, to simply be that husband. And even as I say the word simply, it's never simple. The world is so loud and just obnoxious in the way that it tries to pull the attention of family away from each other. And especially the way that men in particular are bombarded by just the nastiness in our world. But good dads, good fathers, good husbands make those heroic moments day in and day out to be chaste fathers, to be holy men of God, to choose their family over the garbage of the world that is so many times thrown right in their faces. So from Marie Bellette, the most beautiful song for Father's Day, One Heroic Moment.
Sometimes it amazes him that a man can work so long. He didn't know till he had mouths to feed he could ever be that strong. The alarm goes off and in disbelief he pulls it from the shelf. And he thinks how he'd give anything to just be somewhere else. But in one heroic moment he lifts his sleepy head, and with both his eyes still closed, he sits up in the bed. And reaching for the light, he prays, "Today, please be with me. I know that this is nothing compared with Calvary." days pass with only aggravation to be had. What can a man look forward to when he's had a week like that? There's a place downtown with lots of laughs and noisy company. And Joe says, let's hit happy hour. The first round is on me. But in one heroic moment, he says, I'm heading home. And they tease, come on, a man deserves his nights out on his own. And as he turns to go, he prays, right now, please be with me. I know that this is nothing compared with Calvary. But in one heroic moment, he says, come sit with me. And he reaches for them all as he turns off the TV. And he thanks the Lord above as they surround him and he sees. The burden here is sweet compared with Calvary. Yes, the burden here is sweet compared with Calvary.
Thank you, Marie. I think of how many stories my own daddy shared over the years of those simple things that in the eyes of the world maybe made him look weak, and yet he knew he was being heroic. You know, when the guys wanted to go do a fishing trip, and it was a special weekend for one of the kids for either a school play or graduation or a ball game or, you know, whatever, Daddy made sure that he was home with us, not only to do those events, but most importantly, to make sure that we went to Mass every weekend and on all holy days. And many times on those weekdays when we were in Catholic school, Daddy would come and be at Mass with us on a weekday. He would take those, you know, precious time that he would have had for a lunch break and instead took it early in the day so that he could come to Mass and then work through lunch. You know, those times when dads just show up, they not only show up, but they make a difference. My brothers, I've got three beautiful men in my life other than my husband, Kurt, and I'm going to get to him. But my three brothers, Eugene and Jim and John, I know that they had that beautiful example from Daddy, and to see them in the roles of their fatherhood has been amazing. My oldest brother, Gene, has his son, Jeremy, who's an adult man now, and stepsons and daughters. My brother, Jim, has three daughters, one who sadly went home to the Lord very early in life, but to see the way that he has been dad to them through their young years, and also as adult women, to be there for them, to be that man of God present in their life. And my brother John, who, although he didn't have his own children, to be able to be a mentor in so many ways for the adults that came into his life through his marriage and through the students that he teaches. He's been a dad, I think, in a lot of ways to not just a few, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students over the years, right? There's so many ways that they have lived the example of fatherhood, and I'm proud of them. My husband, Kurt, what an amazing gift I have in my life that my husband is a good, good man, teaching what is most important to our chadults, as we call them now, our adult children who are parents of their own children. Our daughters both have three children, and watching our son Paul as he and Chelsea, now that they are married, praying that God will give them children someday. Just the beauty that I see in my husband as he has been such a good, good father to our children. It's amazing to see the gift of life through the eyes of these incredible men. And now the next song that I want to go to is one more from Chris Mulia. I love Chris's music. We have him regularly on the program, and he is such a blessing to us in so many ways. The music that he is in just the everyday music and the beauty of his hymns that you'll find in the hymnals, one of the Oregon Catholic Press artists and composers. We're grateful for Chris. And this is his song, Will Somebody Stand? As you hear the lyric of this song, realizing that Chris and his wife Sheila have stood for life so powerfully and so beautifully, and to answer the call, will somebody stand? Yes, because they have. He doesn't just sing about it. He has lived it. He is a man of God. He is a man of faith. He's a man of integrity. And this song is one that should be shared with everyone that you know. And that's why it was included today on this program for Father's Day. From Chris Mulia, Will Somebody Stand?
Only 17, her heart is full of dreams. She was trying to fill the emptiness inside. She's only 17, the world is crashing down, and it feels like this is the end of her life. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, it's not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay to make this go away? She's only 17, nowhere to run or hide, to escape the condescending fire. Only 17, this is gonna make or break her, set her free or haunt her for the rest of life. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody tell her that life is worth more than the price she could pay? $100, it all goes away. A few $100, the price she could pay. A few $100, all that it takes. A few $100 mistake. Will somebody stand? Will somebody hold her hand? Will somebody say, it's not a mistake? Will somebody walk with her? Will somebody talk with her? Will somebody tell her that more than the price she paid to make this go away? Will somebody stay?
You know, when life is going well, when everything is, you know, in order, so to speak, jobs are good, bank accounts are healthy, cars are working well, it's very easy, right, to say, yeah, thank you, God. But those times when we really need to call out to God, to realize that God is in every detail, He's in every moment. And as much as we call out to Him in those times of need, we have to thank Him for the times when we have everything that is necessary in life. That's what a good daddy does. That's what a good father does. And there's one other prayer that I want to pray with us today for the dads, and this is the Father's Day blessing prayer. So wherever you're listening today, think of your dad. Think of those beautiful men who God has placed in our lives to be the mentors, to be the dads, to be the daddies, the fathers. God our Father, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. Bless these men that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And I do pray that this weekend, wherever you are celebrating Mass, that dads are honored and respected and given blessing. It is that grace that fills them, that allows them to be the men of God that they are called to be. Now, I want to go to a song from Liz Owen, and this might seem silly on a Father's Day episode, but I love it, because the daddies who support and work with the moms as children are raised are such an amazing, amazing gift, and this song, Rocket Ship Boy, as Liz was recording this, I'll never forget it, that line when she's talking about how a mama looks into the face of a child. You know, the moms who journey with the dads in the raising of children, the moms who bear the children, you know, who give birth to these beautiful human beings, and to work side by side in the raising of them. And there's nothing that a mama wants to hear more on the lips of her child than the name mama. You know, you nurse them, you love them, you're there with them, while daddy is working so hard to provide for the family and to care for those physical needs and the spiritual needs. But a mama just wants to hear a child say, mama. And what is the first name that every child says? Dada. It just rolls off their lips. And we always hear our children say Dada first. And so in this song, Rocket Ship Boy, as you hear Liz sing it, listen for that line of what is the name that her child says first? Rocket Ship Boy by Liz Owen.
You terrorize my life. You make easy things hard. You break all our things and you spread your wings and you land your knees on the pavement. You get muddy when you're finally dry. You give kisses then pinch my eye. I can see in your face, you can say my name, but you smile and ask for your father. Little rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. You throw all of your food on the floor, but still hungry you ask me for more. You can't sit very long before hearing the song of the winds that are calling you. Little rocket ship boy, there's no stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you. I hope you break all the things that don't matter and pray to your father in need and get dirty since having compassion won't let you stay clean. No stopping you, rocket ship boy. Lift off on your way and say goodbye to all the people too slow for you.
He smiles and asks for his father. Daddy first, and that's okay. Our children need that beautiful example of their daddies, of the men who love them and who work together with God in the beautiful act in marriage of procreation, that as husband and wife join together in that beautiful marital bond, 9 months later, we name that love. And that love is the most beautiful child. And there's one more from Marie Billette as we think about that, that the daddy who the child calls out for, the daddy who the child feels safe with, the daddy who the child knows loves him or her so much. So that name, whether, you know, whatever name each man has and the endearments. I mean, my husband, Kurt, I know when he hears his name mentioned with my voice, he turns and looks in a particular way. And my nickname for him is a German nickname, and it's Schatzi. When I say Schatzi and he looks over, there's something in his face that he just knows he's loved when he hears my voice say that name. And that word daddy, when I call my daddy, daddy, you know, even to this day at 59 years old and he was into his 80s when he passed, I still call him daddy. When I pray for him, that's the name that I say. And my daughters, when they say my husband's name for them, one of them calls him Pops, the other one calls him Dad. And so whether he's Pops or Dad, and my son Paul, Dad, calling him that, there's just something beautiful about saying that name. So wherever you're listening today, you're going to hear Marie Billette's beautiful song, He Is a Daddy.
Who is that man sitting there at my table? He's a vision of ready and willing and able, the subject of many a legend or fable. He is a daddy. He can be crazy or he can be quiet. He gets a look in his eye that says, don't even try. He is the calm in the midst of the riot. He is a daddy. There's nobody stronger and nobody tougher than the man who holds court every night here at supper. 'Cause every day he pays the ultimate price. He's a soldier for love, he's a lover for life. Yes, he is a daddy. And I knew him back when his manners were mild, when his car was still clean and his clothes were in style, before he lost all shame for the sake of that child. Before he was a daddy. No, there's nobody stronger and nobody tougher than the man who holds court every night here at supper. 'Cause every day he pays the ultimate price. He's a soldier for love, he's a lover for life. Yes, he. Wrong, and he'll show you what's right, and he'll force you to stand, and he'll teach you to fight. Then he'll hold you close all through the dark, stormy night. 'Cause he is a daddy. He is a daddy.
Thank you, Marie, for both of your songs today. And for information about Marie and Kara, for Chris Mulia and Liz Owen, Matthias Michael, for all of the artists whose music and ministry we share each and every week, please go to the website, wesingourfaith.org, wesingourfaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we're here to connect you. Also at that website today, as you see that link for the prayer requests, if there are any special intentions that you have for your dads, your fathers, your daddies, whether they are here on this earth or if we are praying for the gentle and perfect repose of their souls, please list them there. Put those intentions and their names there, and we will lift them up in very special prayer, not only this weekend, but in our continuing prayer time daily for all of these intentions. And now, the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour. I have to share this one because it is both my daddy's favorite song. It is Only a Shadow. And I remember when I recorded this a couple of years ago, when I recorded this and then played it for him, the tears in his eyes, the tears of joy and pride that just flowed from him, and just the way that he refers to the love that God has for us is the love that a father has for his children. There's a beauty in knowing that God loves us so much as our Father, reminding us through the lives of those fathers here on earth, those who have cared well for their families, those who have taught them the most important thing, which is the faith, those men who have walked away from the earthly things when it was more important to have their families at Mass, in church, in a time of prayer. I'll never forget kneeling after dinner. Most days of the week, we would kneel after dinner and pray the rosary together as family. And that was my daddy's doing. He said, my children, we all need to pray the rosary to ask that perfect intercession of our Blessed Mother as she shows us the life of Christ through her heart, and then to teach us scripture, to open up the Bible and to share those beautiful passages. Only a shadow is such a beautiful way of reminding us that the love we have for God is only a shadow of how much He loves us and how much our fathers love us. So in honor of Ted Adel and Donald Carrick and all of the dads out there who we love so much, only a shadow.
The love I have for you, O Lord, is only a shadow of your love for me. Your deep, abiding love, my own belief in you, O Lord, is only a shadow of your faith in me.
Face to face.
Again, thank you for taking this time. It's such a privilege. And for all dads out there, I wish you a most joyous and blessed Father's Day. Know that you are men of God. Share that faith with your family where it's most important every single day. Be the example of godly love in our world. And thank you, dads, for being men of faith. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
A powerful platform for promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
What is puzzling to you about living as a Catholic? What knots are there in your life you need help undoing? I'm Father Sam Medley from the SALT community, and I would be honored to answer your questions on The Quest, A Pilgrimage of Faith. You can listen live on the radio or in the free Guadalupe Radio Network app weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We take live calls from listeners just like you with questions that you have. That's The Quest, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
I've been listening to Guadalupe Radio for a couple years now, and I think it was a bumper sticker I saw on somebody's car one time, and it's a radio station that I don't have to be concerned about or worried about. When the kids and I are driving, I don't have to worry about inappropriate items. It's just the opposite. It's educational. I've learned so many different topics and on different subjects that I couldn't believe being a Catholic and being baptized as a child. There's so many things I didn't know, and now in these past couple years that I've been listening in, I've learned so much.
How many times have you heard it said that the church has been weak and ineffective? G.K. Chesterton says the church has been so powerful and effective that it colored even the things that it had not hoped to influence and changed its enemies as well as its friends. It affects everything it touches. It inspires a life-changing love in its friends and a self-destructive hatred in its enemies. Its enemies will do everything to destroy it, and they end up destroying everything except the church. The Catholic Church, says Chesterton, has endured for 2,000 years, and the world within the church has been more lucid, more level-headed, more reasonable in its hopes, more healthy in its instincts, more humorous and cheerful in the face of fate and death than all the world outside.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network and being part of the family. As family, we have a duty to pray for each other, and we would be honored if you would let us pray with you and for you. You don't even have to tell us your name. Just go to our website, grnonline.com, or call our prayer request line and leave us a message at 800-395-4008. That's 800-395-4008. We will be praying for you every day.